Welcome back to Patriots All Access, joined now by Patriots place kicker Stephen Gostkowski in his 11th season and recently receiving yet another cap, Stephen. 10 AFC championships in the division for you, 10 playoff appearances in 11 seasons. I guess it never gets old. How do you not take it for granted? How much do you appreciate every one of those titles, including this latest crown?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, we've been spoiled around here. First of all, it's a great achievement and blessed and honored to be part of something so cool. And, you know, it definitely never gets old. And, you know, they say every year, you know, this could end at some point. So we just try to take advantage of the opportunities. And to make the playoffs and to win the division is very exciting. And it's the season's a grind, and it's nice to have some goals along the way to hit. And it's just it's a dream come true to have a chance in the playoffs almost every year. You know, I couldn't have been put in a better situation.
Well, you locked up the latest title in a place where last season ended, Denver. It's a place that hasn't been kind to the Patriots in the recent past. To come away with a win the way you did in complimentary fashion, all three phases contributing, how gratifying was it, especially for you to go 3-for-3 there?
It was a nice win. I mean, it's always good when you play well and your team wins. Then everybody can enjoy it. Sometimes you have a bad play and your team wins, or you have a bad play and your team loses. Everyone's grumpy. So to be able to help the team, you know, we always score so many points, and I get a lot of opportunities. And to be able to pull through and make all the kicks when the team's not scoring as much feels a little more gratifying. So I mean, we just come in and try to clean up the messes whenever they can't do it. But that doesn't happen very often as good as our team is.
And it hasn't happened very often for you personally. But last year in Denver, through the first half of this season, you went through an uncharacteristic stretch. Yet the support of your teammates never wavered during that period. How important was that to you?
I mean, we're on a good team. We have great teammates. You know, I wish I could play my best every week. That just wasn't the case. You know, I try not to get too high or too low. You know, everyone goes through some ups and downs. I don't know how else to say it, but the team's always been good. I mean, I work hard. I try to show up and do my job, make no excuses, be accountable for when I screw up, and I think that the team realizes that. And, you know, a team isn't a group of guys who just throw you out to the woodshed when you stink. A team is a team that you win and lose together, and I think that's one of the reasons why we are so good is the minute things go bad, we don't start doing the finger-pointing game. And, you know, Coach Belichick makes sure that we're all on the same page. And no one wants to win more than the guys on the field. And that's just kind of how it goes.
And something else about this team, all 53 guys are very much a part of the fabric of this team. Everyone looked upon as an equal member, in a sense.
Well, I mean, it's the ultimate team game where coaches have a big impact, players from the smallest role to the largest. And you just want to be able to do your part to help the team win. And that's all we work to do. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about winning. You know, you can throw stats out the window. You know, like Coach Belichick says, stats are for losers. So you can make stats go any which way you want. Kind of the team wins. A lot of things get kind of, you know, just kind of how it is. The team wins, things seem a lot easier.
You might want to throw the stats out the window, but for you personally, there are a lot of records to your name and some very impressive numbers. All-time leading scorer in franchise history. Most field goals 50 yards plus in franchise history. And you had to follow an iconic kicker, a guy who could be bound for the Hall of Fame here. Not an easy set of circumstances. What's been the key to your longevity now kicking for the Pats for more than a decade?
Well, I mean, Adam is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's the man. He's definitely paved the way for a lot of kickers now. You know, I just try to be consistent and show up and work hard every day. And, you know, when things aren't going well, you can't get too down to where you go into, like, a serious funk you can't get out of. And when things are easy, they can kind of just – you can rack them up. And when your team has a chance to win every game and you go into the game expecting to win and wanting to do your part to help the team win, it's a lot easier. You know, it's kind of contagious. It's like a hitting streak in baseball. If the guy in front of you gets a hit, you want to get a hit too. So I just try to take it as that, as, you know, the team has looked upon me to help on kickoffs and field goals, and I'm going to try my best to do it. And if they're slacking in an area and they need us more than they would other games, we step up for it. And if we're slacking in the special teams area, the offensive defense is good enough. So we just try to all play together to win and trying to be consistent for a long time. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to there's so many different sets of circumstances year in, year out, physically, mentally, emotionally, that can throw you off, personal stuff. you know, you just got to be a true professional, show up, and try to do your best.
It's also not easy balancing all the activities this time of the year. This is the Yuletide season, and you guys have to play a Christmas Eve matinee. You're a family man. You've got a young family, a growing family as we speak. Welcome to Baby Within the Last Year. What's Christmas Eve playing on that day mean to you to go out and kick for the Patriots, then have the opportunity to celebrate a special holiday with your family?
I think it's pretty awesome to play on Christmas Eve. We're home, which is even better. I mean, thank you, the NFL, for giving us that. You know, I think there would be a nice present to beat the Jets and then to go home and hang out with the family. I mean, luckily, we're not playing on Christmas Day. Get to wake up, watch my kids open up Santa's presents, which will be great. You know, it's such a blessing and an opportunity. Nothing, can't take anything for granted. To be in the NFL, to be on in my 11th year, you got to cherish the moments, and it's easy to put everything aside for the game. I mean, you get to play once a week. You got to find yourself mentally and physically prepared to play. And then, you know, you hopefully you play well, you win, and you get to enjoy everything else. So we're definitely looking forward to the challenge. And I think Coach Belichick does a great job of not letting outside noise get in as far as holidays and stuff like that. I mean, we can enjoy it, but we have a job to do first.
Well, like St. Nick, sporting a beard these days. Keep wearing it well. Keep swinging it well.
Thank you.
Stephen, thanks so much for your time. All the best to you. Stephen Gostkowski, more Patriots All Access right after this.